This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Miami for Sunshine PHP 2016, and my special guest is my longtime friend, Ms. Beth Tucker Long. Say hi to everybody, Beth.
Hello, everyone.
Now, Beth. You were giving a tutorial here.
Yes, I was.
What was the topic?
The topic was becoming an open source contributor.
Okay. Now, other than pull request and chip and hope, talk to us a little bit about what you talked about in your tutorial.
Sure. Well, the first thing I did was find out where everyone in the audience was skills-wise. We had a few who were not super familiar with GitHub or Git, so we started with an intro to GitHub and Git.
Yeah.
And we got them GitHub accounts. They have usernames. And then we went through, OK, what's the process? How do you find out what a project wants to know when you submit your pull request? What is their procedure? What are their guidelines you have to follow? Mm-hmm. Then we went ahead and made a commit to a sample project that I put up, but because I wanted it to be easy and small to download on conference Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So they made a commit to my project. I accepted their pull request, so they had their very first accepted pull request on GitHub.
Very cool.
Then we went through and talked about how to be a good contributor to a project, mm-hmm. what kind of etiquette is appropriate. When you get back that feedback that all your code is wrong and it's being changed, what does that actually mean?
That means you're committing to WordPress. No, I'm kidding.
That's committing to any
project. When I'm committing to WordPress, that's what I always get back from.
Yeah. We talked about not taking it personally and understanding that there's a lot more going on behind the scenes, and project organizers are also just volunteers trying to get things done in the most efficient way possible. So don't take it personally. Be nice to them. Say thank you. We discussed that nobody ever talks to project organizers unless they're mad. So once in a while, it's nice if they hear a thank you. So,
excellent point. And you know, arguing with a project owner is kind of like arguing with a referee in the NFL. It never does any good. You know, I've never seen a project organizer go, "Oh, of course, let me put this in for you." You know,
I suggested instead of arguing that they politely ask, "Oh, you rejected my PR. Was there anything I could do to change it to make it more like what you want?" I
Excellent.
Said, that's a better approach because you're showing that you're willing to put the effort in to improve it if that's what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And you've sort of opened the door to a friendly conversation about why that hasn't happened, as opposed to a confrontation about, you know, why you don't like my stuff. Come on.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah. And I was picking on WordPress, but it was strictly just picking because I love that project. But I have committed some minor things to WordPress. As I was working through testing one time, I saw that, you know, this didn't work the way it was supposed to, and submitted a patch. And I think it was very nice. I got a okay, we've got that, and I think it's still in the okay, we've got that state. You know, it's one day
Fair
they
enough.
Might commit it. It was nothing earth shattering. So if they don't commit it, that's
one of
fine,
the other topics we covered was be patient. It can take a really long time.
Because like you said, they're all volunteers.
They're all volunteers, and they all have real lives, and a lot of them are organizing multiple projects. So there's only so many hours in the day.
Well, and you know, we're both good friends with Ed Finkler, and remember.
Yes.
Spaz. And
I do remember Spaz.
I can remember the...
so many perfectly charactered tweets so I can make it scream.
Yes! Get a Wilhelm! I still miss that. But I can remember Ed going from just this, I've got this on you know, it's open source project, and everybody to commit to, you know, just eventually...
Just watch the life get sucked out of him.
You know, I'm just... Yep. If you want it, just submit it. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and that's...
That's why we need more people saying thank you.
We do. But that's not always bad committers or anything. There's just so much there. And everybody assumes that all you've got to do is to answer their questions.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And so,
well, and doing really awesome things a lot can burn you out as well. It doesn't have to be a bad thing to burn you out.
Yes.
It's
Spaz
just a lot.
One of my favorite Twitter clients also. And
indeed.
Yeah, if you, for those of you who never used it, if you tweeted exactly 140 characters, it would do the Wilhelm scream, which Google it, you'll find it. And the first time you do it, you know, it'll scare the bejesus out of you.
But after what just happened?
After that, it's kind of a contest to see if you can do it. You know?
Yep.
So that was awesome. And I really appreciate all the work you put in on that, Ed. That was fun.
Yes, thank you, Ed.
Hey, you're one of the organizers of Madison PhD Conference.
Yep.
Now, one of the things that you do, and it's catching on because I know Adam's been doing it here, but you actually school your local people and raise up speakers and have a percentage set aside that these are our local speakers.
We did. We had an entire track of local speakers this year, which we were very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is two times throughout the year, while our CFP was open, we had a tutorial session on how to present at a conference.
Very cool. It covered
how to pick your topic, how to format your title, how to create an abstract. Once you've been accepted, how do you make your slides? What do you do during the talk? How do you speak? Mm-hmm. You know, what kinds of tips and tricks? How to try to get over your stage fright? We talked through all those kinds of things. And then anyone who was interested, we offered mentoring. We had a couple of previous speakers, and so anyone who was interested in having some help with writing their talk or even just getting it, I guess, proofread before they submitted their abstract and things like that, we offered that as well. And the first year we did it, we only had a few people take us up on it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the second year. Well, 2015 was the second year that we did it,
mm-hmm.
and we had a much bigger turnout this year, and
cool.
we were very excited about how many local speakers are now going around and speaking at all of our local user groups as well. So, it's very exciting to see it grow.
It's much easier to fill your user group time slots
yes.
now.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's easy yet, but we're getting there.
We're
getting there.
Well, that is wonderful, and I love when groups do that. I know Adam is mentoring several people in the area, and he's got a nice percentage of local talent. And I know because I was on the CFP for this one, and there's just some great things from people I didn't know. And I always love when I'm like,
yep.
this is an awesome title, and I have no idea,
I have no idea who this is.
You know?
But I'm excited to find out.
Yeah, because the next thing you know, I'm seeing them at Midwest or at Tech or Benelux and stuff like that. I'm like, yes, new people.
New people. Exactly.
So that is awesome. What's one piece of advice? I'll put you on the spot here. What's one piece of advice you'd give anybody that is looking to get involved in speaking?
I would say find a mentor.
Ooh, good answer.
Thank you. I prepared so long for that question. I would say find a mentor because having someone that you can practice in front of, you can talk things through with,
mm-hmm.
someone who's been through it before, who can give you some tips about, you know, conferences are definitely something that if you've been to a conference, you think you know how it works. But when you work on the other side of the conference, it's a whole different ballgame of, oh my gosh, I had no idea all of this went on
mm-hmm.
and all of it works this way. So having someone who has spoken at conferences can give you that perspective from the other side of the podium a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that can really help out a lot, especially if it's someone who's been involved in organizing conferences or who has been on a selection committee. They can give you those tips and insight into, if you're just reading one talk description, that seems fine. When you have to read 500, the six paragraphs, not going to cut it,
nope.
you know? So you can get those kinds of, you know, tips from people who've been through it before.
I mentor people on their abstracts, writing those. And I tell everybody right up front, I said, there's two audiences for your abstract, the selection committee and the people reading the website. The selection committee are the ones you want to attract, but you've got maybe two sentences to do it. The people reading the web page, basically your abstract is just there to keep your picture from slamming into the next person. Because
right.
very few, you know, people look at the website and they either know you and say, oh, I want to go see Beth, or they look at your topic and say, that's an interesting topic, you know, I'm going to go see that talk. I don't know
yep.
many people at all that read through the abstract. Oh, well, that's convinced me. You know?
Right, right.
So
well, there are a few, but
but not
the vast
majority. So, you know, keep it brief, keep mm-hmm. it to the point, and find a mentor. That is excellent advice. Well, I usually ask people about their hobbies, but I'm going to take a different tack here and say that first of all, two things. Hi, Liam. I didn't get to. He didn't. You didn't bring him and Chris, did you?
He'll be here on Friday after school.
Yay! I get to see my buddy Liam. For those of you who don't know, Beth and I used to work together at PHP Architect back in the day. And when Liam was an itty-bitty baby, I found out that if I volunteered to keep Liam, I didn't have to do teardown. So Liam and I became best buds for several years. And but the funnest thing about working with you had to be staff meetings, because for those of you listening, you've heard her giggle, that chipmunk giggle, and I got to listen to that. Two and a half years, we'd get together once a week on Skype, and every time she would be giggling. It just it's hard to have a bad day when you started off like that. So,
but let's just say our staff meetings gave me lots to giggle about, right?
We're using the term staff meeting very loosely here.
Well, we were staff, and we were at a meeting.
Yeah, but it was me and you and Marco and RB and Keith. So.
Yes.
Yeah, there was not a lot of serious work going on. Well, I want to thank you. You do so much for the community. You organize. Oh, hey, wait, before I let you go.
Yes.
What's your local user group? What's your URL?
My local user group is MadisonPHP, okay. And you can find us at MadisonPHP.com.
Okay. Now, back to, I want to thank you. You do so much for the community. Like I said, you've worked PHP Architect, which means you've worked tech. You now volunteer and work on not only a user group, but you've run what is, from everything I understand, I've never been, but from everything I understand,
We're kind of miffed about that. You should maybe show up once.
I know. But a very good conference. Everybody that comes away from it just raves about it. And that can't be said for every conference. I know some conferences people go, yeah, okay, this is fun. But no, people come away from Madison really energized. So on behalf of all of us that you have had an impact on our lives, thank you for everything that you've done for me and everything you've done for the PHP community.
Thank you as well.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.